This is not flu season, but for scientists who study influenza, it's always flu season. One group of scientists have been looking into ways that the flu viruses travel around the globe. Their findings were published today in the magazine Science. What they found is that the common flu originates from strains of the flu virus in East and Southeast Asia. Colin Russell and Derek Smith of the University of Cambridge in England were part of a global team that conducted the research. Russell says the notion that the flu virus originates in Asia isn't new, but it hadn't been proven either.
There were other hypotheses that were almost equally widely believed as well, such as viruses migrating between the northern and southern hemispheres following the seasons, and migration of viruses out of the tropics owing to the lack of temperature variation in the tropics to force the epidemic dynamics of influenza.
Okay, so how did you narrow down where the flu actually originates?
Well, we analyzed about 13,000 seasonal flu viruses of the H3N2 subtype. And we were able to trace the ancestry of those viruses to East and Southeast Asia.
And does it build on the back of the previous year's flu? I mean, how does it even start?
Well, so influenza viruses circulate continuously in East and Southeast Asia by passing from epidemic to epidemic, like runners passing a baton in a relay race. And so the viruses are constantly evolving in East and Southeast Asia, and they're constantly showering out into the rest of the world as well. And then epidemics take off in places like North America and Europe when the climactic factors are appropriate.
Climactic factors such as what?
Well, flu is primarily a wintertime epidemic in the temperate regions of the northern and southern hemispheres. So if viruses leave East and Southeast Asia and arrive in Europe and North America in the summer, they don't normally cause an epidemic.
This is Derek. In the tropics, however, it's a different story where the influenza epidemics look like they're associated with rainy seasons.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And so we end up seeing a lot of variability within East and Southeast Asia. And there's a great example of Bangkok and Kuala Lumpur. Bangkok and Kuala Lumpur are only 700 miles apart.
But Thailand, Thailand and Malaysia.
Yes, exactly. But they have their influenza epidemics at completely different times of year.
So what's up with that?
Well, they have their rainy seasons about 6 months apart from one another.
And that makes the difference. Okay, so what you've been able to do is narrow down not only where the flu originates, but also how it migrates. Tell us more about this new computational technique called antigenic cartography that you used.
Antigenic cartography is a way of taking the phenotypic data about viruses and increasing the resolution of that data.
What is phenotypic data?
Phenotypic data is how the viruses look to the immune system.
So how did this computational technique help you then?
Well, it allowed us to take this fabulous global data set of over 13,000 strains, and it allowed us to increase the resolution at which that data could be interpreted, and also to bring all that data together from different laboratories and to do these very statistical and mathematical analyses that let us figure out how the viruses are spreading around the world.
And also to see where new viruses are coming from first, or where new viruses are appearing first
as
well.
Do people still die from the flu?
About 500,000 people a year die from the flu.
Worldwide.
Many more are hospitalized. And in fact, 5 to 15% of the world's population get flu each year. It's a nasty disease.
Nasty disease, but I wonder for both of you, Colin and Derek, if when you get the flu, if you almost see it as a bit of a professional opportunity.
Well, it's funny you should say that because like a long history of immunologists, it's always very interesting to study oneself.
Yes, and there's a tremendous history of self-experimentation as well.
No, but not in our laboratory.
Not in our laboratory. No.
But I am curious about it. Another story for another time, perhaps. But nice to talk to you both. Thank you so much. Colin Russell and Derek Smith are two of the many authors on a new study just being released today on how the flu originates and how it spreads. Thank you both.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much.